Our reading this evening is from Romans chapter 8, which you can find on page 944 in your pew Bibles. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. So then, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him, in order that we may also be glorified with him. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There is no condemnation. Without exception, there is an absolute use of the word no. There is no condemnation whatsoever. And that, dear Christians, that takes some getting used to. If you remember up to this point in the book of Romans, we've been envisioning this courtroom scene where the charges against us are heaped up because of our sin. You know your sin, at least some of it, really probably only the tip of the iceberg. But you know that you're a sinner and you know what you deserve because of your sin. And there you sat in the courtroom after all of your attempts to justify yourself, to save yourself, to accuse others, to blame God. After all of that is wiped away, there you sit and the charges are leveled against you, and you know what's coming for you. Condemnation. Like the guilty man, the criminal, who is brought up on charges and the evidence is plain, there's video footage, he's given a confession, in fact, he knows what is coming to him. You know what is coming to you. And then everything changes. There is now no condemnation. There's no condemnation because another has taken your place, because Jesus is there suffering for you what you deserve. But note that this is not just a stay in your punishment. It's not just a stay in execution where the governor comes along and says, well, we'll put this off a little bit longer and see if there's more evidence. We'll put this off a little bit longer and see if you become a better person. No, there is no condemnation for you who are in Christ Jesus. The charges have been all put away. And that takes some getting used to. It takes getting used to because we feel the condemnation that we deserve day in and day out. We feel it when we sin, and we feel guilt over our sins. We feel it when we see death approaching, and we see the end of life all around us. We feel it in this need that we have to justify ourselves. So every time you get defensive, every time you try to be someone you're not, Every time you are bothered because someone has seen you for who you truly are, every time you try to justify yourself, you feel what you deserve, this condemnation. And our bad habits, our old way of living under the law, creeps back like a whipped dog who is used to being abused, to being beaten. That's what we are like as we learn that there is no condemnation. Think of what that's like, how hard it is for a dog that has been abused to trust anyone, to trust any human. They cower and they're vicious. They snap and they bite and they're defensive. That's what we're like. But now we have a good master. Better still, we have a father, not a judge, not one who is here to condemn, but one who has taken us into his home, who has adopted us as sons. And that means we have a lot to learn, because there is no condemnation for you who are in Christ Jesus. St. Paul puts it this way. He says, you should put off the flesh and live according to the Spirit. He doesn't mean the difference between your body and your soul. That's often how we think about the difference between flesh and spirit. That's not what he's talking about. He's not saying you have to put off your body and just live by your soul. No, you are a body and soul. But there is a fleshly way of living as a body and soul. Living under condemnation, living under the law, living as if death were the final judgment, living as if sin is good, as if the desires of your heart are what you should pursue. That's a fleshly way of living. Paul says, no, put that off. That's not who you are anymore. You live by the Spirit, because the Spirit has been given to you. The gospel has come to reign in your life. It's a new kingdom. It's a whole new way of living. Everything is turned upside down, and that is why it takes some getting used to. It takes a lot of getting used to. And really, you can think about your life as a Christian as learning to believe that there is no condemnation for you who are in Christ Jesus. It's the best news there ever was, because in the flesh and under the law, there was no way that you could be saved. St. Paul says that the law was weakened by our sin. God gave the law to his people. Do this and don't do that. He gave it to his people as a means of life. If you live by the law, then you will be saved. But sin reigns in our hearts, and so the law couldn't save us. It's like we were suffering from antibiotic-resistant bacteria. The medicine that is supposed to help you can't help you at all. In fact, it'll probably make you sicker. That's what the law was for us. It was meant to give us life, to lead us into life, and instead, you heard last time how it brought sin out and it magnified us, magnified it. St. Paul says that he didn't know what coveting was until God said, don't covet. How often that is the case for us. The law couldn't do it, but the gospel has come. The gospel has come to give you righteousness apart from the law as a gift, so that there is no condemnation for you. And that's what you must get used to. It's the difference between life and death, so get used to it. It's the difference between living and dying. It's the difference between keeping the first commandment and disobeying it altogether. Have no other gods. Trust in God above all things, because he has said to you, I am your Father, and I have sent my Son to die for you. I desire for you to live and not to die. You have the Spirit, which was given to you by your baptism, which is strengthened in you by means of God's word, which dwells in your heart, you who are temples of the Spirit. And that is why, despite how it appears, although in your life and in your flesh and in your heart, you can imagine easily that condemnation still reigns, believe that you have been set free. Don't think that you are still slaves to sin. Don't worry about how things seem. God will deal with the appearances later. One day, on the last day, when we are raised in glory, then you will see yourselves as you truly are. What is hard to believe now, that you've been set free from sin, that you're perfect in God's eyes, that you have the Spirit and that you will not die, what's hard to believe now, then you will see clearly. And that is what we have to look forward to, and that is what we practice now. We practice now living as if we will never die, because it's true. There is no condemnation for you who are in Christ Jesus. You are sons of God, and that means that we need to also get used to addressing God as Father. Our Father who art in heaven, that's what we pray. But here St. Paul invites us to use a somewhat more endearing term. He says, Abba, Father. which is like what the little kids do when they call their dad Papa, when they crawl into his lap, when they snuggle in, unafraid, comforted by his presence, sure that dad can beat anything and anyone who would confront them. That's how we are to address and think of our Father. He loves us so much that he would give up everything to save us, that he would do anything to preserve us, that he would give us his whole life. In fact, that is exactly what he has done. And that is why St. Paul can say that you are heirs of glory. If you live by the flesh, if you live in this old way, under the law, as if you will be condemned, then you are heirs of death. Adam, your father, died, and so would you. But you belong to a new father now, to God your Father, who sent his Son so that you could be his brother and so that you could be an heir of eternal life. It's hard to believe. All of the treasures of heaven are yours. It's not a joke. It's not a play on words. It's not just a flight of fancy, but it is true. It is true, through and through, and we have to get used to it. That's why we spend so much time and could spend more time altogether with God's word. God opens our eyes through his word to trust these promises, despite all appearances, to believe and live as if there is no condemnation. It's hard work. It's hard work when your flesh is railing against you and when the devil is creeping around the corner and the world would fill your ears with lies. So listen to Jesus. He's laid down his life for you and he says, "Take upon you my yoke and my burden, for they are easy and light. I am the way and the truth and the life, and everyone who comes to me," Jesus says, "everyone who comes to me will be saved." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.